Passage 63. Don't miss out on life. Without question, many of us have mastered the neurotic art of spending much of our lives worrying about a variety of things, all at once. We allow past problems and future concerns to dominate our present moment so much so that we end up with anxious, frustrated, depressed, and hopeless. On the flip side, we also postpone our gratification, our stated priorities, and our happiness, often convincing ourselves that someday will be better than today. Unfortunately, the same mental dynamics that tell us to look toward the future will only repeat themselves so that someday never actually arrives. John Lennon once said, "Life is what's happening while we're busy making our plans." When we're busy making other plans, our children are very busy growing up. The people we love are moving away and dying. Our bodies are getting out of shape, and our dreams are slipping away. In short, we miss out on life. Many people live as if life were a dress rehearsal for some later date. It isn't. In fact, no one has a guarantee that he or she will be here tomorrow. Now is the only time we have, and the only time that we have any control over. When our attention is in the present moment, we push fear from our minds. Fear is the concern over events that might happen in the future. We won't have enough money. Our children will get into trouble. We will get old and die. Whatever. To combat fear, the best strategy is to learn to bring your attention back to the present. Mark Twain said, "I have been through some terrible things in my life, some of which actually happened." And we must realize there is no station, no one place to arrive at once and for all. The true joy of life is a trip. So stop pacing the aisles and counting the miles. Instead, climb more mountains, eat more ice cream, go barefoot more often, swim more rivers, watch more sunsets, laugh more, cry less. Life must be lived as we go along.